Getting faster access to the internet means more than being able to watch video online and play games there. Speedier internet service also has economic development implications, and that's why you often hear about rural areas making efforts to expand access to broadband services. It's happening now in rural parts of Northern California with a recent boost from a state agency. The boost is a money grant that should help expand broadband in four counties, including Mendocino. Jim Moorhead is the chair of the Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. We're talking about the digital divide that has been talked about for many years now across America. How serious is that digital divide in Mendocino County?
Well, we've been at this. We're in our fifth year. The Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County is in its fifth year now. We're mainly a volunteer group with one part-time administrative coordinator that is paid mainly through an earlier grant from the California Public Utilities Commission. And we estimate that approximately 50% of the households in Mendocino County are still on dial-up unless they can afford expensive and fairly unreliable sometimes satellite internet connection. So we have a huge problem. The state of California, in approving the resolution that led to this new grant that you and I are going to discuss today, stated that Mendocino County has the largest population of unserved residents in the state of California. So that kind of puts it in perspective. So my comments today, although I'm very knowledgeable about the problem in Mendocino County, I can say that our three companion counties in this new consortium, Sonoma, Marin, and Napa, all have the same rural problems. They may not have the same percentages, but they have the same problems.
Well, you made my jaw drop already because I was thinking, okay, so maybe you're dealing with somewhat slower speeds, but you're actually talking about dial-up connections, which were really archaic by today's standards.
Yes, yeah, we're talking about dial-up, and of particular concern is how are our students going to be able to get their education completed in the 21st century on dial-up. Our state superintendent of schools, Tom Torlakson, has a digital learning goal for K through 12 throughout the state of using any device, any time, any place. And the kids, when they go home from school at night, some of them might have an hour and a half bus ride. Their parents certainly can't bring them back to the local internet cafe or even the local library, and the libraries are going to be getting upgraded fairly soon.
Well, when you mentioned the public facilities, then places like the cafes and the library, I mean, what kind of service do the libraries have?
Well, right now it's not very good. It's inconsistent throughout the county, but we have a local internet services provider that's recently received funding from E-Rate, the federal program that supports connectivity to schools and libraries. And the details of the contract with the county aren't quite in place yet, but we expect that once they're in place, that our local provider, and it's really great to see a local company get a federal contract to do this rather than one of the incumbents such as AT&T and Verizon. We expect that within the next, once the contract's signed, that the libraries are going to be upgraded and have good access to broadband. Do we need to define broadband for your listening audience?
That'd be a good idea because I realized as we were coming into this, I probably need to explain things like DSL and all that sort of stuff and figure out where we are on that scale.
Kind of a simple back of the envelope definition of broadband. It's also called high speed internet, and if you look at what it can be used for, that's the easiest way to do it. Well, a lot of people, most people now, they'll go to web pages and they'll use email. You can also use it for distance education, voice over internet, such as Skype, video conferencing, telemedicine, consumer activities such as e-commerce, banking, travel planning. People may want to stream Netflix, job search, social media. It's an infinite variety of things, but they can't do it on dial-up. Currently, the official California definition of broadband by the California Public Utilities Commission is 6 megabytes down and 1.5 up. And that's not even very good.
That's 6 megabits per second we're talking about?
That's 6 megabytes per second. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, trying to, you know, do video conferencing, you might be able to get away with it as long as there's not a lot of other network traffic at the moment, but certain times of the days, you know, the network traffic picks up and it becomes more difficult. You compare that to some of the foreign countries where they're now reaching gigabyte speeds in their households. That's 1,000 megabytes per second, whereas California is at 6 megabytes and the feds are still at 4 megabytes.
All right, so that gives us an idea of what you're shooting for here, and anybody who can remember back to dial-up modems, and obviously people in Mendocino County can, we're talking 28,000 or 56,000 maximum per second.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
And thousands, exactly. Not millions, yeah. There is quite a backstory here. It sounds like you guys have been working long and hard to try to get broadband spread across the rural areas of Northern California.
We have. The frustrating challenge that we face is that We've pretty well clearly identified what the needs are in Mendocino County, and we can extrapolate to the other counties from that. The technology exists to do the build out, and the money exists, and so we've seen our role as being a matchmaker to bring the, it's kind of like a three-legged stool of bringing the demand, the supply, and the financing together. And the money exists at the California Public Utility Commission, and it will be available in the future through the Federal Communications Commission, through the Connect America Fund. The California Fund is the California Advanced Services Fund, and all of us who have telephones pay into that fund, and you can look at your little nickel and dime charges down at the bottom of your bill, and you can, you know, see a few cents here and 10 cents there and so on.
Yeah, you look at all those taxes ladled on and you wonder where they go, and now you're telling us.
Right. So there's money available to do the build-out, and some build-out, you know, I'll give the California Public Utility Commission credit. They're working hard to try to get this done. But they have a process that's called Challenge, and earlier this year we lost a very large 16-county project, $138 million mainly middle-mile infrastructure project that was going to do, you know, the 16 counties in Northern California, because the incumbent carriers, you know, the status quo, challenged the Golden Bear broadband project, and eventually, after 13 months of waiting and substantial amount of money spent, Golden Bear, a startup company, their board of directors threw in the towel and said, we can't afford to continue what appears to be a losing game. The incumbent carriers have all the resources and they want the status quo. And the sad irony is the incumbent carriers are not willing to come into these rural areas and do the build out. And I can understand that. If I were the president of Comcast or AT&T, and I was looking at my responsibilities for providing a rate of return to my shareholders, I'd want to go invest in the areas where I'm going to get the best rate of return. And that certainly is not in a low-density rural area. And that's why these special programs like the California Advanced Services Fund exist, is to subsidize that build-out. But inexplicably, the carriers who are unwilling to do it themselves also are trying to prevent groups such as ours from getting the job done. So I've been working on this for 7 years now, and for the last 4.5 years, we've had a formal organization, a partnership with the Board of Supervisors, the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, and the Economic Development and Financing Corporation of Mendocino County, supporting us, and we're making very slow progress. We are excited about the new grant from the California Public Utility Commission.
Okay, let's talk about that grant in just a moment here. I want to remind our listeners, we're talking to Jim Moorhead, who's the chair of the Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County. We're talking about the issues of trying to provide broadband services to rural areas, of which Mendocino County is one, now involved in a consortium with Marin, Napa, and Sonoma counties as well. You can join us here in the exchange if you want to talk more generally about providing broadband to rural areas and the importance of high-speed Internet. 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jim, the way you just characterized this, though, is that the big carriers, the AT&Ts of the world, you did name names there, don't want to provide this service themselves, but they also don't particularly want anybody else to provide it from the way you put this together.
This is my personal view, but, I mean, I've been at this long enough to see that this appears to be what's happening. And, you know, we've attempted to meet with AT&T, even with our new consortium, and we've not been successful so far. We're still working on it to arrange a meeting to find out what are their plans. We have met with Comcast, and we have met with an excellent regional Internet service provider called Sonic.net, which is based in Santa Rosa down in Sonoma County. So I can't explain the logic here other than to say that we do see AT&T building cellular towers, and so is Verizon here in Mendocino County. And there is speculation that maybe what they want to do is to try to shift the population onto cell phone access, smartphone access to use for broadband Internet.
That is a major question that would seem would occur here. Is if you're talking about a difference between providing either copper or fiber optic cable to provide the broadband, or potentially going not land based, and maybe that is what we're talking about. I mean, because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, wait a minute, won't cellular nets handle some of the traffic you're trying to get out through broadband?
Yes, it will. It's good. We see and we have some. We've got some real experts, that work in the industry that are helping us with this, and we see. The cellular, the mobile wireless has been a complementary technology that plays a role in broadband access anywhere in the world.
Okay, but complementary, not instead of.
But not instead of, particularly with their data caps and in mountainous areas, and so much of your listening audience, both in Oregon and California, live in mountainous areas, and trees and terrain are enemies of wireless networks. You know, wireless networks need line of sight. And interestingly, in Mendocino County, only 3% of our land area, of the 3,500 square miles, only 3% of it is flat. So the wireless networks will work very well in 3% of the county, but not in 97% of the county, particularly with redwood trees. They've got a lot of moisture in them, and they're not friends of wireless networks.
Yeah, trees and mountains are certainly an obstacle to broadcasting as well, which is why we have so many different transmitter and translator sites at Jefferson Public Radio.
Same problem.
Let's take a call. We have Wolfgang in Sunny Valley on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Jim Moorhead from the Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County.
Good morning. Am I the first one?
Yes.
Okay. We are in a situation, I mean, we are up on a mountain. We have one mountain on one side, and we marginally get our cell phone, which we'll be using, and we have a pretty good satellite. However, there are so many people who have, at best, dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the situation, the other part of our situation is that we have, let me call it, encroachments by, in this case, for example, somebody who wants to mine in the middle of Sunny Valley, dig a 200-acre hole. And he thought he was going to just breeze through. With the whatever we have, satellite, and some people do have DSL down in the valley, we were able to, we have access. We worked on getting very quick access to very substantial information with which we were able to actually get ourselves a very good legal muscle. So, having said that, the limitations to access, or limitations of access to information, could have intended, I would say intended because results mostly are, intended side effect that people in rural areas can be more easily rolled or bulldozed over by corporate interests like logging, mining, what they call infrastructure and all that stuff.
Okay, thanks for the thanks for the thoughts there, Wolfgang. I appreciate that. Jim, is that, does it seem like there's any ulterior motive here to try to keep people in the dark?
Wolfgang has some very interesting comments, and I don't have any specific examples to respond to other than to say that, you know, part of this is a matter of are we going to be enfranchised voters in this country if we don't have access to the information? And I think this does respond to Wolfgang's point, is that if our board of supervisors streams their meetings and our planning commission streams their meetings, and they do, we 50% of the county cannot view those live meetings at home. They need to drive to Ukiah, and that's like an hour and a half drive for me to go to my county seat to do this. So disenfranchisement is certainly one of the great fears that we have if we don't get this problem solved in the next couple of years.
So it's an effect, if not an intention. Jim Moorhead's our guest on The Exchange. He is the chair of the Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County. You can join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So here again, your consortium now is, this is the NBNCBC, the North Bay North Coast Broadband Consortium.
That's correct.
Okay, and you got Mendocino, Marin, Napa, Sonoma all signed on. You got the four boards of supervisors. So essentially, this is a joint approach then to the California Public Utilities Commission for this grant.
Yes, the CPUC set up these broadband planning consortia about 5 or 6 years ago, and up until July 1st, Mendocino was actually part of the Redwood Coast Connect Broadband Planning Consortium, which is based out of Humboldt State University. And Sonoma County was part of the Upstate California Connect, which is based out of Chico State University. And Sonoma and Mendocino have so much in common, particularly with the Route 1 Corridor Project, which was part of the Golden Bear Broadband project that didn't get approved. That we've come together and recruited Marin and Napa, which were not in any consortium, to join us because the four counties share a great deal in common. We have railroad rights of way, viticulture, tourism, a lot of coastline. Napa doesn't have coastline, but Marin, Sonoma, and Mendocino County, we have serious broadband access issues. I mean, even down in Marin County, which is just across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco, the west side of Marin County has large areas of households that are still on dial-up, or if they can afford satellite, they can subscribe to it. And satellite is not officially considered broadband by the Public Utilities Commission. We put it in the same category as a complementary technology, such as the mobile cellular wireless. Is that if you can't get anything but dial up, then satellite's going to work. But it's expensive. I have satellite, and mm-hmm. I routinely are paying over $100 a month for it because they have data caps on it, just like in most of the cellular data plans.
Okay, Jim, just a couple minutes left. You got 2 years, $250,000. What's it going to pay for?
Well, we're going to put together we're going to do ground truth surveying of the mapping. This is a whole other program to talk about the problem that we have with the broadband maps, both at the state and the federal level. But we need to disprove or add a layer of reality to the maps, and we're working with the CPUC. They realize that they have a problem there. And so quite a bit of our work is going to be grassroots work out in the communities, getting people to fill out the surveys and send them into the CPUC saying the maps are wrong. I do not have 100 megabytes of Comcast available. I'm on a dial-up network. And then from that creation of the proper maps, we're going to know how to design and build the networks, and we're going to then go out and identify providers who will come in and build the networks and partner with them to obtain funding from the CPUC or possibly from the Federal Communications Commission.
And, Jim, given how fast technology changes, I mean, how do you not strand capital on stuff that could potentially become obsolete in a couple of years?
Well, that's a good question. And right now the gold standard, of course, is fiber optic network to the home. And I guess they call it the gold standard because it's very expensive. But I'm told by experts in the field that that's pretty much a future-proof technology, that it's not going to – the fiber will continue to send the light waves from point A to point B, and then you just change out the technology at the distribution points as you go along.
All right, so this two-year grant, what's the soonest anybody might see an increase in service, a boost in speed?
I will not promise anything. I'm not a politician, so I don't need to make any promises. But just to put this in perspective, Jeff, the $250,000 is just a drop in the bucket.
Okay.
It's for planning only. We're going to need probably $100 million in Mendocino County only for the build-out.
Well, much more to come. Jim Moorhead is the chair of the Broadband Alliance of Mendocino County. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thanks very much for having me, Jeff.
You bet.